Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday. Jeff Prather with the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, ex-DIA branch chief, ex-special operations soldier, ex-DEA special agent, federal firearms instructor, martial arts master, now your intelligence officer on KVOI.com, AM 1030 The Voice. What the deep state and fake news is doing to Trump, they did to me. But they are not really after me or him. They're after you. I was the DEA special agent that exposed DEA running drugs into America for fast and furious guns going south. The deep state DOJ faked an investigation, a phony report, and then leaked it to discredit me, just like they did to Trump. But after all their lies and schemes, I was never convicted of anything, and neither will Trump be. But until Trump, nobody took on the deep state, and until me, nobody exposed them. Now together, we are restoring our republic. This is the Prather Point. So make sure you get your car crisis ready at Perfection Auto Works. I was in there this week talking to Mike. He's at 1046 North Beverly Avenue, 323-8650, www.perfectionautoworks.com. He is my first and most passionate sponsor on the show. You can also sponsor the show at gogetfunding.com, gogetfunding.com, the Prather Point. Because if you're using small businesses like Mike's and sponsoring the show directly, then there is no chance of anybody trying to take me over as the large networks have been taken over. And you really get the truth on all of these citizen journalist stations. I just also did an interview on Friday, a video interview on Caravan to Midnight with J.B. Wells. Was a great, it was about an hour and a half, and everybody seemed to really like it, so you can look that up and you see me outside and my teepee in the background, the mountain, and I was talking about how the deep state, so native people have always known about the deep state, but now everybody's on a reservation, everybody's being treated like natives, and so that was real good, but you can check that out, and so, you can also get my book, Chase, about border terror. It's an e-book, it's on Amazon, and you get my book about native wisdom, My Journey with an Apache Medicine Man. That happened here in Tucson. That's Initiation. Boys are born, men are trained. That's on Amazon. Got a lot of good reviews. And you can come by my dojo. It's in its 30th year. BujinkanUSA.com. BujinkanUSA.com. Be there tomorrow night. Or try my handgun class on Wednesday night at warriorschool.com. And if you want outside the box Christianity, not kindergarten Christianity, check out ChristChaplaincy.com. So a lot to get to today, but I'm also honored to have Charles Heller, who got me on the station, sitting in with Kent as the engineer. So I just wanted to say hi and thanks. And I've moved to a new time slot, but I was listening to your last show, Charles. It was really good. And I talked about that a little bit last week. I don't know if you know, but there were Antifa guys and paid crisis actors that were brought in wearing NRA T-shirts and MAGA hats. And your interviewee,
Phil Van Cleef,
right, mentioned, I believe that was one of those crisis actor Antifa mm-hmm. guys, and he was immediately surrounded and talked down, which mm-hmm. is what great gun guys like us are. We should be as efficient, as eloquent in our defense of the Second Amendment as we are in our efficient use of right. The Second Amendment.
Jeff Cooper said there's no honor in winning a battle that could have been avoided.
Jeff Cooper, yeah, the granddaddy of right. founder of Gunsight up there, yeah.
Yeah.
The granddaddy of all schools. But that was a really cool, so I don't know if you had heard that or not. I had not.
Well, yeah. If Phil made reference to it, he didn't say he was an Antifa guy. He just said that that there was one fellow who tried to start something and he got surrounded and talked out of it.
And we had predicted, you know, that something like that would happen. And that's what I really think that they were trying to do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Was to create an incident.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also thought it was real interesting to hear the addition to the Second Amendment in the Virginia Constitution,
right.
which explains ours a little bit better.
Right. But, well, it was the antecedent of the U.S. Second Amendment, because the Virginia Constitution precedes the United States one.
Because the Virginia delegates were sitting
right.
in on the Constitutional Convention.
Right.
So there's any, you know, if you want to really know, there's no debate. You read the Federalist Papers. It's all right there. It's,
right.
it's all the apocrypha, so to speak, of the Constitution. It's pretty clear. But I thought that was Pretty cool.
There's a pretty good precursor of my first hour topic with Frank Buckley about American secession. And he has some interesting points to make about whether or not we're on the verge of a secession movement here in the United States. However, the important thing is that the founders talked about in specifically Hamilton and Federalist 9 talked about this. Well, if you goof up slavery, the South will walk away, from the Union. And he plainly said that bright as day in Federalist number 9. And so it was there that the idea that a state is compelled to stay in the Union is just not supported by anything factual in the documents that precede the founding of the country.
Wow. Yeah. You know your Constitution a lot better than I do.
It's a work in progress. I'm not a font of knowledge. I'm a tube. I consume and redistribute knowledge. I try not to ever claim that I'm an original source.
That's cool. Mother Teresa said, "I'm a little pencil for God to write with." And Fool's Crow, a very famous Lakota holy man, said, "I'm a little hollow bone for the great mystery to flow through." So
I try to keep the marrow moving.
Cool. So a lot of stuff going on today, as usual. And one of the first things I just want to get to that just kind of broke was that Judicial Watch has got another dump of emails between Strzok and Page. And, of course, Strzok was the head of FBI counterintelligence, which for all of us guys who have actually done counterintelligence, he's got a lover that's a blackmailable offense, and he's talking with her over open source that he has no clue of what counterintelligence is. But this one is really huge because it is dated August 10th, 2016, and the subject matter is, wait for it, do you know this yet? Seth Rich.
Ooh.
And it's just, and a lot of it is redacted. It's after. And it says, just FYSA, I squashed this with redacted.
Ooh, wouldn't we love to know who redacted is?
Well, yeah, but, you know, we have not even caught up with what these guys are up to. And I know everybody's waiting for the indictments. And again, I want to remind everybody that A.G. Barr didn't say, hey, they're not coming. He said these things take time. And he said spring or summer. I just heard him he was up in Alaska, and he was speaking about Native rights up in Alaska, which I thought was really cool because, you know, Natives aren't in style. They're not a huge political group. Nobody really cares. Yeah, we've had a half black president. We've got Oprah. You know, that's a minority group that you have to pay attention to. Homosexuals, it's a big group. But you know, nobody cares about Native peoples, even though we should, because without their compassion, there would be no country. And especially nobody cares about Alaskan Natives, but he was up there. So that kind of bolstered my confidence in that happening. But already running over for the first break, so let me cut to the break here. This is Jeff Prather in the Perfection Auto Works Studios on the Prather Point. Back with you right after. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you. Just breaking also that it looks like Kobe Bryant was killed in a helicopter plane crash. I'm not really a sports guy. I know he's a big name, but thought I would put that out there. You can keep him in your prayers. It was also a soldier from North Carolina, more killed on Friday in Syria. Keep him in your prayers as well. So I got a lot to cover, and you can always call in at 520-790-2040. And you can listen at KVOI.com if you're not in Tucson and Phoenix. But the first thing I want to cover is that President Trump is the first president ever to speak in person at the March for Life rally on Friday. So I talk about a lot of things, but one thing I talk about is I'm adopted and I'm a product of rape. I know that because my wonderful wife who's listening found my birth mother, who was originally born in Indian Territory in Comanche, Oklahoma, which is very ironic for my interest in Native tradition. And she was in Japan, and I was in Japan, and she was in love with a soldier, an Army colonel, and I was an Army major, Major pain in the butt, as I like to say. But And today, under today's laws, I could still be an abortion, although there is no connection between my life and the act of violence that conceived me, and it has nothing to do with women's health. These laws are not logical. They will fall within the next 20 years. But it's really very significant that while Pope Francis badmouths Trump because he's not letting in drug dealers and human slavers into our country, and Christianity Today badmouths Trump, the Pharisees really haven't changed. And I'm not talking about Jewish Pharisees. I'm just talking about religious bureaucrats. They really haven't changed. But if you really want to see someone who is protecting the least of us, not the least of us, but the most vulnerable of us, because according to Native warrior tradition, nothing must ever be done to harm the children, then that is this president. And he spoke on Friday and said that it was his profound honor to be the first president to attend the annual anti-abortion gathering in Washington called for the March for Life. Of course, I've had Alyssa Medina on the show. She's opened Hands of Hope 200 yards from the last abortion clinic in Tucson. And he said that every life brings love into the world. Every child brings joy. Every person is worth protecting. And there were thousands there. And spokeswoman for the Susan B. Anthony List and Women Speak Out PAC said, Republican Party has undergone a revolution displaying a new willingness to embrace the issue not only as being morally right, but politically smart. And that is so refreshing that we have a politician who is concerned about being morally right. And he wasn't in the past, but he is now. And we got to live in the present. So that is really, really important. A lot to cover, as always. And so the first thing I kind of want to talk about is the coronavirus that has broken out. And I also want to respond to fake news out there. This was mentioned on when I was on Caravan to Midnight, you know, I'm always trying to tell you the truth and not and get rid of the fake news. But the coronavirus that is out there now was not what was patented a while back and what patent just expired. That is not the same thing. So you can watch for that. But there was a Chinese husband and wife spy team removed last year from an infectious disease facility in Canada. And this Chinese couple was removed from a Canadian biohazard lab last year after shipments of a deadly pathogens were sent to China. These Chinese agents frequented the biohazard lab in, wait for it, Wuhan. Yes, Wuhan, the outbreak of the coronavirus, is where the first high-level, if it's FSL-4, I believe, level. I've written a couple articles on bioterrorism. You know, usually I'm in a martial arts magazine or a firearms magazine. Supposedly has originated maybe in illegal food. There's fisheries there. There's also some kind of Chinese bat soup, I guess. I've eaten roasted soybeans in South Korean markets, so I'm not too surprised about a bat soup, and there's cats they eat and stuff. But, you know, I say I've eaten dog in Korea and lived like a dog. That's true. But it was only 20 miles away. So there may be a linkage here with this level 4 virology facility, and that is very frightening. And that also ties into how this Zhang Guoqi was invited to go to the Wuhan National Biosafety Laboratory of the Chinese Academy of Sciences twice a year for 2 years, up to 2 weeks at a time. And then she met with collaborators. We're seeing that a lot. You know, I'm an old intelligence officer. I've done a lot of counterintelligence. And of course, we've seen Chinese trying to get into Mar-a-Lago, but there's, and of course, the first people to intercept Hillary's server was a Chinese storefront, in Fairfax. So no big, surprise, there. BSL-4 means SL-4 is the highest level of biocontainment. The criteria include filtering air and treating water waste before they leave the library. And reviews of their laboratory said, because it was built on a fault, that it could actually be breached. And there have been several breaches already. And the problem with this is that it is airborne. It can be by sneezing, by the water molecules in sneezing or coughing. And it's not just enough to wear a mask, by the way. It could go into your eyes as well. And what's very concerning about this, that customs officials found 21 vials containing a brown liquid wrapped in a plastic bag and hidden in a sock when these Chinese were smuggling this out of the Canadian lab. So there are certainly conventions, United Nations warfare conventions, and biowarfare, by the way. So there's nuclear, biological, and chemical, and biowarfare by far is the worst. And the way this is spreading right now is very concerning. We've had like three or four cases in America. They've had probably 100, but there's 56 million people quarantined. There are like 22 cities quarantined. No one's getting in and out of Wuhan at all. The U.S. is flying our consulate personnel and American citizens out of there directly. And this may be connected to a Chinese effort of biowarfare. So when I was on active duty in 03 to 04, and I was the Defense Intelligence Agency Global Operations Branch Chief, as we won that war, the Chinese watched us win that war within 3 weeks, the conventional part of the war, and they said, nobody can take on the U.S. straight on. We need to have a total warfare doctrine. And that includes propaganda, which is Netflix, which is all the films, even Midway, even the great Midway film that just came out was sponsored by that. And it's also, it can include biowarfare, spreading this virus. I'm not saying that they did. I'm saying that it is likely that it this close to their highest biological warfare facility that they had been warned about, that it may have gotten out of there and it may have gotten into one of these fish markets or meat markets. And they are really, you know, people are dying. People are being scared. Anybody coming in from Wuhan is being checked by the CDC, infectious disease. You've seen lots of movies on this kind of thing. And basically, they're checking for temperature, high temperature, because it takes about 2 weeks for an incubation. This is really worrisome. So be aware of this, but also be aware of the fake news that it was patented and this is kind of like being put out there. I've been panned on some shows I've been on because I've said, hey, as far as I know, the government didn't blow up the Twin Towers. I was there on Ground Zero afterwards. Yeah, they blew the intelligence, that's for sure. That Building 7, maybe. But, you know, I spent my whole career with the federal government. The federal government can't even deliver the mail on time. If you think they can just coordinate anything, you know, that's a big stretch for them. But this is certainly hurting the Chinese economy as well as endangering many innocent lives. But like Chinese Disneyland's closed and everything. And this is going to play into Trump's negotiations with the Chinese. Of course, the Chinese are the power that are coming up. It's not the Russians. It's the Chinese. They're building islands. They only have 1.5 aircraft carriers anyway. Russia has one falling apart. We have like 9. There's nobody close to us as a hyperpower. But this is concerning because it's a very SARS-like environment, which is a severe acute respiratory syndrome, or H5N1 influenza virus is what this is like. So this is worrisome, but it is not necessarily, you know, we've heard a lot of people talk about, oh, the HIV was designed to kill black people or whatever. That has never been proven, at least to my satisfaction. I'm certainly willing to talk about deep state. I'm going to talk about that more after this upcoming break. But there's also just going off into conspiracy theories and thinking that the government is all powerful. It is clearly not, because we are winning. Anyway, coming up on a break, I'll make this one on time. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you. Yeah, if you ever go into Perfection Auto Works there at 1046 North Beverly and see Joe, you'll know why Mike's so scared of Joe getting hit by an arrow. But no offense, Joe. Nice guy. But very significant of what's going on with the deep state. And what by the deep state, again, I mean the permanent professional bureaucracy that has grown up in Washington, D.C., not just the executive branch of the intelligence community and the Department of Justice, which I was a part of, but also the media, the professional media, and also the professional politicians that have spent their whole life in there, like the late Senator McCain. I see my old friend Kirk is on the phone. So, Kirk, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing? Great to talk to you.
Great. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Hey, I don't know if you've mentioned it already, but it had just come out this weekend that the white supremacist group called The Base, which had supposedly been tracked by Governor Northam's fusion cell and was the plausible reason for this unconstitutional state of emergency that Governor Northam declared in order to strip the patriots protesting for their Second Amendment rights of their ability to carry firearms at the Capitol. Now we're finding out he was a federal plant. He was a contractor that worked for the FBI. So this entire thing was a scam in order to paint patriotic citizens and Second Amendment rights supporters as white supremacists.
Yeah, so you heard me talking to Charles about that, and how we had talked about that and predicted that, and how all those guys were ready. I think they even had identification badges for that. But you're talking about this Norman Spear or Roman Wolf or Ronaldo Nazaro.
Yes.
Who is now in Russia, but was not only was he a Russian agent, but he was a federal agent. So now I have to kind of back up and explain terms. So when you're in federal law enforcement, you are a special agent of the commander in chief through the Department of Justice, then through the FBI or the DEA or whatever. I was the DEA or the Secret Service. So you're a special agent. It's a special commission. Just like Kirk and I were commissioned as second lieutenants back in 1984, in the, Army. But when you use the term agent in intelligence terms, that guy is someone who is working for a case officer, an intelligence officer who is running in law enforcement. We call those guys informants, or now we call them politically correct. We call them sources, but we used to call them informants, CIs. Now they call them CSs. So the term agent can mean different things. But regardless of whether he was actually a special agent or whether he was an agent working for a case officer, because you got to remember, the FBI has always been in the intelligence community as well, mainly in the foreign counterintelligence. They used to watch Russians run around. So what you're saying, Kirk, is this guy was an agent of the Russians, of Putin, working for the FBI. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. And our show a week ago, remember, we talked and we made the prediction that the anti-liberty conspirators, if you will, I use that term loosely, were trying to paint patriotic citizens as the bad guys, as white supremacists, racists, criminals, etc. The media's got to paint the good guys to make them look like the bad guys to be able to push their citizen disarmament initiatives. And the peaceful nature of that rally put the lie to what the leftists were trying to do. And I think you brought up a great point that these agents provocateurs that we were predicting would surface were quickly shouted down and silenced by armed citizens, because armed citizens are by and large very peaceful people.
Yeah, that's a great point. And what's really interesting about this, as I'm looking at this, is Nazaro married a Russian woman in Manhattan in 2012, and she had moved from her homeland around 4 years earlier. And so that is exactly, as an intelligence officer, the pattern I've seen with the Muslim terrorists is, generally speaking, they'll go back. They are in place American citizens or green card holders. They go back over there. They marry an Islamic wife, and now in this case, a Russian wife. They come back here. And what I think is the wife is the handler for all these things. And I've saw this a lot with a lot of the Muslim terror criminals that were killing people. And so it looks like the same pattern there to me. And of course, the irony here, again, is that it's projection with the Democratic Party, because the Democratic Party has been taken over by the communist left, is that the first thing they used to say about Trump was, he's a Russian agent. Remember? And this is the same guy, Schiff, in the intelligence community that said, I have actual proof that Trump is a Russian agent. This was 2 years and $35 million ago and 500 search warrants ago. And that turned out to be a lie completely. But it's all projection, because the Steele dossier was the British former MI guy was also working with a Russian guy. I can't think of his name right now. But it was them working with the Russians. Right?
That's exactly right. Yes, exactly. And what you say repeatedly is so true. Whatever they're accusing us of doing or Trump of doing is what they're doing themselves. They're projecting because they know what they would be doing. They're trying to put that on us or on President Trump. You, once again, you're vindicated.
Thanks. And you know, it's so, and really, I want to make sure I say this, is it's not Trump. It was the Tea Party movement. It was the freedom movement under Obama. And I remember when I got involved, and there was a local, how I got doing all this was, there was a local Tea Party group, and they had put out some kind of email saying, sorry, but we have a lot of threats and stuff, and we really need help with some things. And I like wrote back, said, what do you need help with? Like, well, we need help with security. I'm like, oh man, I'm probably really qualified to help you guys with security. And so it's just a husband and wife team, and I ended up helping them with security. And then I started, you know, doing security for them and security for their events. And then I started talking. And so it's really not Trump, which is what they don't get. Even if they got rid of Trump, which they will not, then they would get Pence. Even if they got rid of Barr, which they will not, although they're trying to impeach that. It's us. It's you and I. It is taking back our country, restoring our republic. The revolution to restore our republic is underway by citizen journalists like me now on this show, and like you. You're becoming a citizen journalist there. We were together in the Army, and we're still defending, protecting and defending, supporting the Constitution. This is pretty cool.
Amen, brother. You know, you brought up another great point, too. You tied it to this impeachment scam, and now we're finding out, not by accident, the Republican response, the defense to this impeachment scam was broadcast on Saturday morning. And I think in TV land, they call that Death Valley. Nobody watches TV Saturday morning. But it took the Republican defense team, and I strongly encourage people to go on C-SPAN or on the web and find it. But in about 2 hours, they completely dismantled the 3 days of the sham impeachment dog and pony show that the Democrats put on. the defense team just completely eviscerated it in a matter of a few minutes. It was beautiful. But it, of course, got no coverage with the general public because that defense was slated for Saturday morning, this past Saturday, yesterday.
Yep, very true. And I watched where the attorneys got up there and said, Trump didn't ignore the subpoenas. The subpoenas went out of an intelligence committee, and to be lawful subpoenas, they have to be voted on by the House and then go out. They were never voted on by the House, not to mention the secret meetings in the basement. And so they are eviscerating it. But I've been thinking about this for a long time. And first thing that you got to understand is I'm not a politician. I've never been a politician. I'm not going to run for office. I remember I was doing a big speech in this big auditorium a couple of years back, and people were like, "Prather for sheriff." I'm like, I'm done. I am done with the system. I have no desire to get back into the system. And one reason is I'm not going to fight on their ground. I realize that they're going to control, their battlefield. I was looking at maybe resubmitting my whistleblower complaint, and then I watched them change the whistleblower form so that it didn't have to be firsthand knowledge. They changed it for this guy, and then they met with him because he's not a real whistleblower. And I'm like, okay, this is not going to fly at all. But what people really need to realize is how deep the deep state is and what's really going on here. And it's the professional permanent bureaucracy, and it includes, besides the Department of Justice and the intelligence agency, it includes the State Department, and it even includes the FISA court, because that's really part, well, that's really the judiciary. That's a separate branch of government. But what has the FISA court said since they found out that at least two of the FISA warrants against Carter Page were, and they called them invalid. It's not invalid. It's suborning perjury.
They were illegal.
And if I had done that as a special agent, if I had gone up to a judge and raised my hand, and I'd done plenty of subpoenas and plenty of warrants and done that, I'd be in jail for sure now.
That's right. So, can you explain to your audience the fruit of the poison tree doctrine? I don't know if they know.
Oh, yeah. Sure. That's a great point. Yeah, that's a great point. So fruit of the poison tree is that if you start something in an invalid way, then everything that grows from that tree, including the fruit of that investigation, is invalid. Therefore, under the law, the Mueller report has been proved phony. The Carter Page FISA reports, and that's just two of them. They haven't said they're all phony, folks, but they haven't said the rest are phony. But what does that mean? That means all of these convictions should be overturned, and the guys who should be indicted are Comey, McCabe. McCabe got fired finally and is trying to get his job back. That ain't going to fly real well at all. But fruit of the poisonous tree is going to it's not going to take back all the money that people have lost. And when the government came after me, I lost plenty of money, even though they never got to me, and plenty of emotional destruction as well.
Like Flynn, you and General Flynn were in the same boat.
Yep.
Persecuted.
Yep. But I didn't work for General Flynn. Was the DIA head of DIA. I worked for Jacoby, Admiral Jacoby, right before that. And because I ran global operations, I worked with him directly. Flynn came in just as I was going out. But basically, it's the military patriots like you and I against the corrupt deep state bureaucracy of the DOJ and the intelligence community, and guys like Vindman who say, "Hey, I should decide Ukrainian policy, and I'm going to talk to Ukrainians." You know, forget the commander in chief. I don't care.
He's subordinate. He should be court-martialed.
He should be court-martialed. Yeah, we follow orders. But anyway, running over. But thanks for the call, Kirk. Excellent as always. This is Jeff Prather coming up on the final segment of the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you. Point. Jeff Prather in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you. Final segment. Calling in at 527-90-2040. Supporting the global freedom movement. It is now in Iran. It is now in France. Yellow vests are still there in France. England has finally got Brexit. It's in Mexico. Vigilantes are fighting the cartels. It's all over America. It's in Hong Kong. It's in communist China. It's the global freedom movement. We're taking back our nations. Anyway, Got more to come, but Mark, you're on the line. Welcome to the show. Thanks for holding.
Yes, another great show as usual. You need 2 hours. And anyway, so you're speaking about China continuing to do what China does and is good at, is stealing our national security secrets and our industrial wealth and our patent wealth. And don't forget about Dianne Feinstein's chauffeur. And she had, you know, these spies well dug in to her for many, many years, over a decade, maybe almost 20 years.
Almost 20 years, and, yep.
Yep, was it like 18 years, something like that. Her personal chauffeur, and I think there was another individual. And Dianne Feinstein was, or maybe she still is, she was the head of the, intelligence, the Senate intelligence. And I think that Schiff is on that same. He's chairman. Schiff is also chairman of that. And anyway, so well dug in. We have Chinese spies directly in the heart of our military and government intelligence.
Yeah, it's a great point, and it's an important point. Thanks for the call, Mark, as always. China cannot defeat us. Russia cannot defeat us. When the American warrior is unleashed, there is no one that can defeat us, but we can only be defeated from within. But with the concerning thing about Schiff is that he is really, not only is it the permanent professional bureaucracy in Washington, and it's the left-wing media, and it's the left-wing institutions, it's also the Democratic Party. And we can see now, having looked at these fake FISA warrants, how the Department of Justice has been corrupted. We can see now how the Intelligence Committee has been corrupted. Laura Ingraham last year had a CIA analyst on talking about how Adam Schiff had gotten with NSA and AT&T to access the phone records of Nunez and John Solomon, the excellent reporter, and is not being held accountable for that. And so I've accessed phone records, and there are special emergency ways to access phone records if there's danger involved. But I'm trying to think of the reporter's name. She was with CBS, and she's got a lawsuit. Cheryl Atkinson, she's got a lawsuit. And of course, they did this to the Fox reporter. And so this is the deep state conspiring to control America. And, you know, I guess I was part of the deep state. I was certainly never a deep stater. You know, I thought I was serving my country. But this is the deep state trying to control our freedom, and they are failing. They keep getting caught. They keep tripping over themselves. And Adam Schiff is these guys are really stupid. As Q says, these people are really stupid, because if they call witnesses, they're going to be in really, really big trouble. But I think that's part of it. I think and I'm kind of talking political now, but if you got to go back and look at the Hillary versus Bernie Sanders thing, is they rigged it for Hillary. So this time they've got like 20, 25 candidates who've got like 2%, 3% running for office. But who do they really want? Well, they want Biden. Why? Because Biden was in on everything with Ukraine and Obama as well. So who gets to be out on the campaign trail while the other senators have to be in the chamber? So the other possibly legitimate candidates that could run for office are tied up in the impeachment trial, which they're not going to win. Everybody knows they're not going to win. But who's out there? So it looks to me like they are rigging the election again. And again, whatever they accuse us of doing, they are actually doing. Holding this right before elections, it's clearly to rig the elections. And it's really part of the deep state. It is really very frightening. But I hope that makes sense. But thanks for the call. Okay, you're gone, so that's okay. So 527-90-2040. So that is my take on the deep state. And they just keep failing. And all these great powers that have been aligned, powers and principalities that have been aligned against us. For example, coming back to the border in Hololuta, Mexico, and you got to remember, I worked Nogales, Arizona border with in Nogales, Mexico, Mexico City. I worked Mexican-Guatemalan border. I went down to Panama. I went down to South America, Bolivia, Chile, all the way down. I've worked all those countries. So there is one of Mexico's deadliest cartel assassins has turned on the cartel. He has turned on the cartel. And you're seeing America start to become conservative. So what's showing here is that they're seeing where things are going, and the rats are jumping ship, and they are turning on each other. And you're seeing media turn as well. So I see you're back on the phone, Mark. Did you have another question? Go ahead or comment.
Yes. Yes. The follow-up was with that leftist, dumber crap California Senator Dianne Feinstein, all the stuff that she is a party of perpetuating with the Chinese, you know, spies, basically, she was handled quietly and delicately, and nothing has ever come out about that. And yet, Schiff makes a big deal over nothings with Trump and his organization.
Yeah,
so, where is the outrage on Dianne Feinstein?
Well, I mean, the hypocrisy is total because, so Obama invoked executive privilege for running guns in Fast and Furious into Mexico and then into Benghazi and then into Syria. Is that not impeachable? And again, I think that's where we're heading. And I think this is where, you know, there's a lot of QAnon folks that think this is all planned. And I'm not sure, having worked inside the government and seen how things quickly fall apart on a large scale, you know, like I remember the Robert Redford movie, 3 Days of the Condor, where the postman's walking by talking into his wrist and everybody's communications are always the first thing, the communications go out. Things go wrong all the time on ops in real life. Let me tell you, I've seen plenty of that happen. I think that Schiff and the other guy said that the other obnoxious Democrat with the glasses down on his nose was saying the intelligence committee has got 6 ways to Sunday to get you. The problem is that they have now gotten in bed with the intelligence operators. You know, we're talking about Eric Carmella, who was anti-Trump and has been overheard talking about impeachment and getting rid of Trump. And this is all going to fall apart. But I don't think they're trying. I don't even think they're trying to win elections. I think they're trying to survive. I think they're trying to stay out of jail. And I think they're trying to say, well, when all this happens, you know, this is Trump coming after us because of us impeaching him. I think this is all talking to their base, because when we look at it, it's like it's ridiculous. Anyway, that's my 2 cents.
Well, thanks for bringing up Seth Rich again. And I'm surprised they haven't declared Seth Rich's death as a suicide, you know, shooting himself in the back twice. All right, thanks for your show.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. So Seth Rich, again, is who probably actually thumb drive took the Democratic server information that eventually got to Assange. It was not spear phishing. The NSA has proven that. And the NSA is the big dog in the community, in the intelligence community, not the CIA. And they said moderate confidence on that, by the way. The first line of the Mueller report was a lie that the Russians hacked the DNC. There has never been any evidence ever of that. But they just let that lay because For most Americans, it's too complicated to get into the weeds like I do get into the weeds. And by the way, Mark, I am working on putting together a Prather event. That I haven't forgotten about that. I am going to make that happen. And I will show you video that will make your jaw drop. I promise that will happen. And also, I see my friend and fellow veteran Maurice out there of Hammer Time. getting ready to come on. So I'll give him a plug like he always gives me a plug, because it's a great station. I have been very much welcomed and appreciated here at all times. But the good news is we're seeing all this, and despite the FBI, the CIA, the media, everything trying to happen, it is failing. It's almost like how we found oil. We found the shale in North Dakota, and we just didn't need it anymore. We didn't need foreign oil anymore. Kind of going on with China. So this is what winning looks like, okay? Be happy. Keep the faith. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Network Studios. Back with you next week.